Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind. I'm Dr. Rebecca Weber, here today with Juliana Dragos, counselor for teens and young adults in Geneva and Lausanne, and co-founder of the Lausanne Therapy Space. Juliana will speak to us this month about young adults. For more information, you can visit her website, youngadultcounseling.com. So, Juliana, can we begin with the basics? What does young adulthood actually mean? Because there's a kind of like conflicting, you know, conflicting thoughts, really, young and adult. What does it mean?
Well, it is hard to be super precise with definitions, and there are some competing ideas. But generally, we're talking about a time in life that bridges adolescence to autonomous adulthood, or what I like to call real adulthood. And there are some cultural implications to that, and also it can take shorter or longer for different people as well. But generally, we're talking about 18 to 30, 30-ish.
Wow, that's a huge age range. So in terms of this kind of like emerging adulthood that's specific to the population that you're working with, like what kinds of changes are these young adults facing?
Yeah, I'm glad that you used the term emerging adulthood, because that is a particular sub-phase of young adulthood. And this is the 18 to 25 age range. And this is the population that I specifically work with, probably because there's the most amount of changes that are going on. There's the most amount of instability. There's the most amount of choices and transitions. And it can be very tumultuous. It's also sort of thought about as a very in-between time. So you're really no longer a teenager, but you're not fully a settled adult yet.
So if we imagine that there's lots of external changes in terms of transitioning from the family of origin home to, let's say, university or getting a job, what are some of the kind of maybe internal changes or questions that young adults are asking themselves?
In terms of the internal changes, there's so many existential changes and questioning. So wrestling with big questions like, who am I and what do I want for my life? A lot of contemplation about doing something that matters. And then going and pursuing those questions through work or travel, study or social opportunities.
Right. So there is a lot to be explored with this population. Thank you so much, Juliana. For more information, please contact her at youngadultcounseling.com.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on IIL.ch.